Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. This week, I have Dr. Ivan Zak. We're going to talk about something that's very personal to both of us and to our listeners, too, about what makes you unhappy in this profession. So how you doing, Ivan?
I'm pretty good, Adam. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So to our listeners and to our readers, too, because he was featured in the July issue of DVM 360, Dr. Ivan Zak is a veterinarian and entrepreneur and a passionate advocate for the well-being of veterinary professionals. 12 years as an ER vet inspired Ivan to create SmartFlow, a first in the industry workflow optimization system later acquired by IDEXX. In 2019, Ivan founded Veterinary Integration Solutions, an executive consulting firm where he helped veterinary groups systemize acquisitions, integration, and improvement of practices with special attention to burnout prevention, something that we're going to talk about. Along the way, Ivan obtained an MBA degree in international healthcare management with a thesis, implementation of lean thinking to improve the employee experience. Pursuing his goal to make a sizable impact on the veterinary profession, Dr. Zak took the lead in Galaxy Vets, a new veterinary healthcare system co-owned by its employees with burnout prevention as a strategic priority. So very, very important stuff. And congratulations for all your accolades there.
Thank you. It sounds like a too long list and to cut things out.
No, it's fantastic. So we're going to talk about Galaxy Vets in a moment, but let's talk about the article that you have here. So the article to our reader, to our listeners, if you don't get the article or the publication, DVM 360, you have to, because it's a great one. It's called Why Are Veterinarians Unhappy? It was recently on the cover of DVM 360. So why do you think some vets are unhappy?
I think it's sort of multifactorial. And for a long time, I was talking about the burnout only because we did this study at the end of my MBA and we interviewed 1,500 vets and we just found some statistics that underline the fact that we're burned out. But you don't necessarily have to be burned out as a diagnosis. Veterinarians are in general are people that I think that a lot of them are unhappy. And then I think as the industry, we're trying to treat this unhappiness with throwing more money at them. And I think that's not going to work just because that's not the reason. And if you look at the stats, most veterinarians, actually 40% of the vets are talking about leaving their profession, according to AVMA. And the first two reasons are work-life balance. The second one is misalignment of values. And the third one is money. But yet we're throwing more money at veterinarians to sort of treat a different problem.
You know, talk to me a little bit about, work-life balance. You hear that a lot, work-life integration. We're not there yet, but it sounds like we're working on it. What are some things that you're seeing on your end to help combat that?
So that's a very interesting thing because, when I looked at burnout, I was thinking, okay, well, what's the major cause of this? And when we look at the main reason based on surveys that veterinarians want to leave the profession because of lack of work-life balance, it's easy to say, but then what is work-life balance? Is it in one statement? Can you open Wikipedia and just say, okay, this is what it is. We need more of, or is it individual and different for all the people? And then also when I interviewed quite a few veterinarians, it turns out that it's at a different stage of your career. And when you are, let's say, a single vet and you're working in the practice, then you can work more. And what we learn in the vet school is it's a hero to be, overnight in the emergency and see 50 cases per night and then, sleepless heroism that is taught to us in vet school. Look at the interns that are there, 20 hours a day. And then when you graduate, you inherit this sort of feeling of that you should be doing that. And then you go with that in mind into the practice and you continue long hours. You see next patient, even though it's not emergency today and it's just ear infection that you can see another day. And then you continue doing all of that, but then life happens and you get kids, for example. And a lot of veterinarians that we interviewed, their parents, they have this conflict that's then created in their mind because they're still dedicated veterinarians with the passion behind it. But now they have a competing priority with their children at home. And then they get anxiety because those two things are competing in their head and they can't really parse which one is more important to them. So I think we need to pay more attention how we help these people from the management perspective. There's a lot of psychological help and I can't minimize any of it. There's mindfulness, there's, you know, yoga, there's resilience training, there's all of the communication training, feedback provision, conflict resolution, all of these things are super important. But I don't think that I can teach someone and say, you have to meditate. And so go ahead and do it. Like I can't tell someone at work, this is what you should be doing at lunch because it's people's business. It's not my business. You can teach it. They can take it or leave it. But as management, if we can influence how we structure the workload, how do we pay attention to people that just had children? All of those things, I think with the proper management strategies, we can create an environment in which people can value what's important at that phase of their career.
Yeah. You touched on something, you talked about caregiver, and a personal story to share with you and to our listeners is, you know, when my parents were really sick, I never really experienced the true meaning of caregiver burden, you know, and the fact that I'm taking care of my patients, my clients, as well as my parents that were very sick, that really wears on you. And those are some things that are coping skills that you don't think you, I don't know if you try to learn them, but when you're in it, in the trenches of going through it, when both my mom and dad were very sick at the same time, it was something that I was just like, I don't know if I can keep doing this, you know? So it's interesting how you evolve as a veterinarian, where life throws you these roadblocks, is what I tell everyone too. And you know how you come out on the other end is, you know, super important too. But you're right, and I know that, you know, combating burnout is a very personal goal for you too. So what is your vision to do that? Do you think it's a management problem? Is there something more to it than that?
So I think it's multifactorial, and I think that there's many angles that we can take at this. And there's wonderful people in the industry that teach sort of that resilience, the barriers that veterinarians need to build, which we're terrible at doing that. But I think that from the angle where I look at the industry and where I evolved through, you know, being a veterinarian, learning about this burning out, I left the profession for about 6 months and almost lost my life. And then coming back, understanding what's happening, change my career, staying in the industry, but then creating software and then dealing with large organizations. And now last 3 years, dedicating all my time and learning how to manage organizations burnout free. I think that's where I can have my impact. And as goal setting is one of the things that I think that we're lacking as veterinarians, I just set my goal in the future is to, from management perspective, find a way to combat burnout. So I'm not saying that this is a solution. I'm just saying that I'm going to tackle it from the angle that I feel I can create an impact.
Excellent. And let's see how that ventures into your new adventure that you just started. So you just started this new venture. Congratulations, called Galaxy Vets. Promises to be a burnout-free organization. So tell us, the listeners, about it and what makes it different.
So there's a couple main components. One is if you look at the reasons why veterinarians are leaving the profession, so the work-life balance and the misalignment of core values. If you think about burnout, there's six classic triggers to burnout. One of them is work overload. Everybody thinks and talks about that this is, you know, that this is one of the things that we should limit, but there's other five. And one of them is misalignment of core values. And the values that you have, what happens during acquisition of the practices, and I aimed specifically consolidation, is one organization merges with the culture of another organization. And as you have your culture formed, there's certain values in that organization. When you're merging with a new organization, those core values sort of imposed on you, and they're written on the wall. They're wonderful words. There's no bad core values out there. You've never seen an organization that you're in and you're like, oh, this is terrible culture. Everybody comes up with wonderful statements. But do they practice it or do they just say it? And that's the main and important thing. So I was focused on understanding whether the consolidated, and the reason why I focused on consolidated is because you can create an impact with scale. I researched the lean methodology in the healthcare system, and that seems like a good methodology, but we're dealing with individual clinics. So if you want to create a large scale impact, you can go one by one by one. You can, but you're not gonna scale it fast. So I focused on consolidators because they have a large management structure and they may have an impact. But what happened in the last 3 years, I've seen all these organizations focus on two things, as the organizations should, on creating the economic value and creating a social value. So I am yet to see how these consolidators creating social value. And you can be a company that creates only economic value, but those are short-lived organizations. But a lot of them are saying that they will help veterinarians to live better life, work-life balance, all of those wonderful things. Very simple question to ask most of these organizations. And if you're planning to sell your practice, that's another question that you can ask them. How do you measure that? How do you measure that you're improving veterinarians' well-being? Is there a metric that you're looking at on a weekly basis with your leadership team and saying, our metric work-life balance went down? How do you measure it? What is it? And how do you influence when it's out of range? So the Galaxy Vets is the organization that has that at its core. So we're focusing on both economic value creation. And the interesting thing that economic value creation is usually bringing economic value to the shareholders. The interesting thing is in Galaxy Vets is that shareholders are everybody. So there is a distributed share ownership of the entire organization is distributed between specialists, ER, GPs. We're including into that relief veterinarians, technicians, and receptionists. So it's not someone who sold their practice or benefiting from it, rolling their equity, gaining on the returns, and then they have to go back to their practice and say, I found a wonderful partner for us. I just got rich. You guys are all continuing to work for someone else. So the message now with Galaxy Vets is I just found a partner that will distribute equity across all of you guys, and now we're all in the same boat. So that's a completely different message. And the second part of it is building an organization. Everybody talks about continuous improvement, listening to, you know, to your staff, but nobody really does it because it's a short-lived capital. So all they can focus within 3 to 5 years, which is the horizon of the investment of private equity firms that invest in them, is really to combine the practices into a larger group and resell them within 3 to 5 years. You can't improve 100, 200, 250 practices within 3-year window. You can only acquire them, lump them together, and resell them. So that's a long-term view of Galaxy, is creating an opportunity where we can truly bring the operational efficiency into the practices, create value, both economic and social, and then redistribute it back across the entire organization.
Where are Galaxy Vets located?
So currently we are consolidating the locations. So the go-to-market strategy, if you will, is finding clusters of 10 clinics that we will offer partnership, and they will be able to roll more than usually. It's 10 to 15% of ownership. They can roll up to 100% of their ownership back into organization. And then in those locations, we are starting to build a specialty hospital in the middle that will be serving as the surgical center for all the procedures for all these clinics. There will be a central lab that will service all these clinics. That's where the synergies are coming from, an extra revenue. And then they will have an ER and specialty hospital in the middle. So it's a hub and spoke classic model, but because there's no more specialty hospitals out there, 75% of them are acquired, then veterinarians turn the business that comes to their door with more complicated surgical procedures or for internal medicine cases, dermatology, they turn them to these large specialty centers that belong to other organizations. What we're doing is we're centralizing it, we're vertically integrating it, and we're creating these clusters, which we call solar systems. So it's a bit geeky. It's a Galaxy Vet. So we'll have 20 solar systems in the United States. Each solar system will have a sun in the middle or a star, which will be a hospital, and it will be named after different astrology inspired names. And then each solar system will have planets, which is the partner clinics that feed the business inside of the organization.
Neat. That's why I like the solar system model. That's cool. And also you've launched this burnout and work-life balance study too. So what is the goal and how can people contribute to that?
So that's fantastic. I really appreciate you mentioning that. So a year ago, as a part of my MBA thesis, I used Professional Fulfillment Index, which is a survey that was developed in Stanford, and it was compared to the classic MBI score from Maslach, and was proven to be an effective measure of burnout. So we used that methodology. I collected a survey from 1,500 respondents, and they were technicians, doctors, they were practice managers. And then we want to repeat that study this year. So first of all, last year we did in sort of very beginning of COVID, we did it in 2020 in June. So I don't know how much biased it was and the results of it, but I mean, we're still in COVID and probably will be for a very long time. But we want to repeat it and see, did anything change? Now, we also this year added to it work-life balance questionnaire that is also taken from a known methodology. And we added a couple things. There's 2-3 questions, I think, that are more specific to how can we help to establish the barriers and work-life balance as management? And it is geared towards what can we implement in Galaxy. And there's also in Galaxy, we're also a software company. We're building an application, which our hope is that we will be actually able to quantify work-life balance and create a system of alarm system, basically, that will notify the management and the veterinarian and or technician that you've been working too much. You need to slow down and you need to focus on your life rather than work. And it's a tricky application to develop. So some survey questions for our prototyping were included in this survey. But the outcome that we want here is actually application that will help someone to say, look, this thing is suggesting that I should pay attention to it. In Galaxy, this will be a policy. So if the management is notified that someone is working 6 days straight, 14-hour shifts, this will be a no-no. There's very strict policies that we're creating for people to have absolutely all the time, 2 days off in a row. There's no more 5 days in a row working. There's no more working without vacation for a year. So there's certain strict things that will be policies in Galaxy, but to outside users of this application, they'll be able to use it in the clinics sort of as monitoring. If they want to implement that policy, it could be driven by this application, but it could be just like a monitoring app for themselves.
That's exciting. Very interesting too. That'll be interesting once that rolls out. So fantastic. Yeah. Well, yeah. Dr. Ivanczak, this has been fantastic. Congratulations again to Galaxy Vets for your study, for all you do for this profession. So wonderful work.
Thank you.
Where can we find more information about you?
So if you can spell my last name, which is Zach Kerenkov, you can find me on LinkedIn. But it's easy to probably just look for Ivanczak. Well, Ivanczak is actually a Serbian pop singer. So if you type in Dr. Ivanczak, you'll find me.
You don't want to get that confused.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff that we publish, but you can go to galaxyvets.com. This is an evolving organization. We have an overwhelming amount of people that want to join us and support our thesis. In this tight market, it's very rewarding to see that people believe in what we believe and that we create this community where we want to combat burnout, at the same time, get economically improved as a profession, as individuals, for the clinics. So please find us on galaxyvets.com or vetintegrations.com.
Well, great. Thank you so much, Ivan, for being on the show. This has been fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Always be sure to follow us on Instagram at DVM360MAG, as well as on Twitter and on Facebook. So all the major social media platforms, that's where you're going to find us. So please stay safe out there and stay pawsome. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.